Vigilance is the price of liberty.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Kind of cold, but I'm okay.
Oh, it's a beautiful global warming second day of winter.
It's going to be a cold and snowy winter. You just know it.
Oh, and there's some indication of that. And my understanding is that over the past 2 years, the global temperatures have decreased so much that it's virtually wiped out all the global warming gains of the past century. So now we are poised to have this cap-and-trade policy instituted by President-elect Obama, where you will pay for the opportunity to use something that's going to expend carbon dioxide, which, by the way, is necessary for the survival of the planet. Plants cannot survive without carbon dioxide.
Right.
This is really, to me, it should be a study in the coming years. It should be a study how amazing it is that a movement can gain acceptance and popularity through sheer bull. They never had much facts on their side, the global warming people, that, you know, humans are causing global warming. And now it's really, in my mind, becoming clear. And yet, we've got to the point where the whole world is just leaped on this bandwagon about global warming and making a boogeyman out of carbon dioxide, which, again, anybody who's taken any amount of science from probably seventh grade on understand that it is part of the equation of photosynthesis, the opposite side of the equation, the symbiotic relation between animals and plants. Carbon dioxide is a necessity expended by animals and taken in by plants. Plants give out the oxygen that animals need. That's how life happens on this planet Earth. And yet, these environmentalists have managed to convince the whole world that CO2, carbon dioxide, is a pollutant. It is absolutely absurd. The only thing you could see about global warming that really has any validity, any correlation at all, is if you look at sunspots and solar activity. The more solar activity you have, the warmer the planet becomes. The less solar activity, the less warm it is. In the last 2 years, solar activity has decreased. Surprise, surprise, and the temperatures throughout the globe have decreased. These are the winters I remember as a kid, actually. I don't mind, the bitter cold, that's kind of nasty. Maybe get about 10 degrees warmer, I'd be out cross-country skiing.
Sure.
Right now, it's a little cold. I can't believe there are people that are going to actually go tonight to watch a bear game.
No, that's kind of crazy if you ask me.
And I don't care what kind of boot warmers you have or hand warmers.
Uh-huh.
I can't see it. I can't see it, especially since the Bears got their butts whipped last time they played the Packers. But you never know. You never know. Now the Vikings dutifully lost yesterday to
the Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons, who I guess won a spot as a wild card.
Sure.
And now we all have to see if the Bears win their last two games and the Vikings lose to the Giants next week. And the Bears have won their division.
Again.
They probably don't deserve it, but well, it's actually possible now. It's actually possible. It could happen. You know, my saner, rational self tells me, why do I even bother watching this? But I seem to have this Chicago emotional attachment still to the Bears, even though I can't stand Lovie Smith. Hmm. But anyway, it's a nice, fun diversion, I guess, to the wonderful economy and global warming. Well, what else is happening? We've got. Did you see Blagojevich's "I'm innocent" statement to the press?
Yes, the "I will fight."
I fight to
yes.
my last breath.
Yes.
And he said dying about three times, and it just reminded me that I think that's exactly what may happen when reality sets in.
I was not going to be the one to say that, and in fact, I've been biting my tongue for the last 3 or 4 days making sure I don't say that on the air. So thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I pay for the right to say things like that.
Absolutely you do, and I do not, therefore I can't right. say stuff like that. But I can't agree with you from time to time. You know, I didn't want to say
it. The guy is amazing. Now, he is completely off his rocker, or maybe he's got the goods on some high politicians in high places.
Well, it's
maybe
also
you take me down, and you guys are going down with me.
Well, it's also been brought up to our attention here at the station that maybe he didn't do anything. He only talked about doing something, and is that illegal?
My understanding is to solicit political favors for personal gain is against the law.
I would imagine it is.
Now, we could have a philosophical argument where about whether or not, first of all, the federal government has any jurisdiction
mm-hmm.
in state matters. And actually, if you look at the Constitution, I'm not quite sure they do. But that's never stopped the feds in the past. And I don't think for Blagojevich they're going to actually start following the Constitution. There's that, and yeah, there's the philosophical question, if nothing has actually happened, is that a crime? I think for politicians to solicit for personal gain, I think in my libertarian world that still would be a crime. Of course, in a libertarian world, there wouldn't be the lure of granting those favors because the positions wouldn't mean much anyway, because most laws that politicians like to pass are unconstitutional anyway. And in the libertarian world, you'd have freedom and prosperity, and who cares about politicians? They'd just be a little annoying afterthought, I think, in a libertarian world. But that's not what we have today. What we have today is corruption run rampant, and probably the Chicago politicians are just raving mad that Blagojevich may have rooted for him for a while by being so open and blatant and arrogant and stupid about how he has solicited funds for selling the Senate. Yeah, I imagine Jesse Jackson Jr. is not too happy these days.
Probably not. He's probably shaking in his boots.
I mean, even if, you know, even if he isn't directly involved, his reputation may have been ruined, may have been tainted so much by the Blagojevich scandal that it might be hard for him to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm dying to fight this to the last, my last breath.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was very telling, I thought.
Oh, man.
So, it's going to be fun and interesting to watch this.
And expensive. Don't forget expensive.
It's going to be very, of course, well, yes.
Uh-huh.
And expensive. And more expensive if we have a special election. I still don't think the Democrats are going to allow that to happen. I don't think they want to see a special election. Although the other point is that whoever is appointed by whomever,
mm-hmm.
Might be tainted by all this. So they're saying the only way to do this without the taint is to have an election. I don't know. And the question arises, what about third parties? Well, how do they get on the ballot if it's a special election, if there is one? All sorts of questions out there. Open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Phone number is 847-931-1410. And why don't you give us a call? This is the last show before Christmas, and I don't have any good Christmas stories, but maybe else somebody else does. I don't know how it relates to libertarianism at all, to be honest with you. Christmas isn't for children. Oh, it's sweet. It's nice. I got to say it, right? I got to say Santa Claus and the whole bit. Wow, humbug. All right. 847-931-1410. Open line. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Tired of the status quo? Do you feel out of touch with the people who claim to be serving you in office? Well, so are we, and we plan on doing something about it. We are the Fox Valley Freedom Coalition, a nonpartisan group of citizens who believe we, the people, still mean something. When we, the people, get informed, active, and involved, we begin the restoration of accountability in government to the people under constitutional principles and true liberty to the individual. If you want to do something to change the status quo, then join us at our monthly meeting in Empty Barrels, 98 West Main Street, which is Route 72, just west of the Fox River in West Dundee, on the first Saturday of the month at 5 p.m. For more information, call Jared at 224-402-8148. That's 224-402-8148.
Hello friends, this is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, hot dog bun. My sister's a nun.
We are back with Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. Phone number here is 847-931-1410. Give us a call, and let's go right to the phone lines. We have Jeff. Hey, Jeff.
Merry Christmas, Ken.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Eudaimonia, and what have I missed?
Well, I don't know, but yeah, back at you. you and Mike, too. And everybody over there at RMN, I just wanted to wish everybody Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that stuff. I've chosen to take the positive outlook on life instead of the negative outlook. So
what are you doing on this show then for?
That's true.
Go ahead. Just
what
kidding.
The heck? No, you know, I just hope everybody, you know, looks forward to 2009 as a better way of living, and, you know, it's going to get better, and I personally think that more people out there, that more people get aware of what we always talk about all the time, will look and probably try to help change things in a better, in a more positive way. And the only reason I say that is because that's the only way we can move forward. You know, like I say, pay it forward or pass it on. You know, instead of, I just want to say this, instead of when you're waiting in line, whether it be at the checkout stand at a grocery store or going through a drive-thru or at the airport, and when you get tight, you know, because it's this time of year, I know a lot of people can't stand the holidays because everybody is trying to beat each other up on stuff. Let's just take a moment and reflect on at least we're here.
People, I think, Jeff. I think the Christmas holidays is a very stressful time, especially if you haven't had a good year, especially if you've been unemployed or underemployed, and you feel this pressure that you have to give, you know, you have to do all the gift giving and all that, and it's
Well, that's the problem, Kenneth.
I think it's stressful.
That's the problem with this country. We have gotten so bloated with the money idea that we're greedy that I think it's installed in all of us. When we were growing up as kids, I'll never forget this. My dad always said, "I want you kids to have more stuff than I did. I want you guys to be better, have a better job, and all that." Well, it got compounded, and I you know, we need to go back to those ways. It's the family unit.
That's an interesting point. And actually, I think that generation probably did us no favors. They went through some tough times, depression, World War II, and as you say, so they wanted to have it better for their kids. But what it did, I think, is as a generation, as the baby boom generation, as a generation, I'm not, of course, particular people are different, but as a generation, I think we've become spoiled.
Exactly.
And that spoiling has contributed to these huge deficits and recession and credit expansion. Everybody's got to have everything right away, and even if they can't afford it, you know, pay for it on credit. And this is where it's gotten us.
Yeah, but we all know where we got to take care of our own, and that's where it comes down to care of our own. And don't listen to the outside world because, heck, they can't even predict football stuff, you know, or American Idol crap. So, hey, everybody have a great Christmas, and hopefully I'll be hearing you in the next, you know, duration, at least as far out as you can talk and be on the show, and always look forward to listening to you guys.
At least till next January. I think I've got to pay me. I think they're going to keep me on at least till next January. See?
Yeah, well, Mike's got to collect the bill, right?
Hey, don't involve me with that. I have nothing to do with that.
All right, buddy. You guys take care, man.
Jeff, take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mikey.
All right, let's move on. We have Pierre, which sounds like a new caller, maybe. First-time caller?
Well, actually, this is Jim Bob. I wanted to let my friend Pierre get on American radio. Before I get him on the telephone, I just wanted to say that anything he say has no retributes or anything to Jim Bob's Pig Farm. Hey, Pierre, come get the phone now. You can get on the radio.
No, this is Pierre. I come to America to go to Jim Bob's to get a pig because both of us, we found the pigs, and he has special pig. Anyway, I want to ask you.
Wait a second. Pierre, you sound like a Russian emigre.
Yes,
I am
half Russian and I am half French. But mostly my accent is Russian. It is because of my father. He used to beat me all the time with the Russian. Anyway, this is not what I want to talk about. I want to ask all the time, why do you people in America always the Christmas and the Santa Clauses and the presents and everything? Don't you ever watch the cartoons with the Burgermeister and anything like this? There's not supposed to be Christmas. No toys, nothing like this. Why is this?
Wait, we don't watch cartoons with the Burgermeister, did you say?
Yes.
Yes, and what does the Burgermeister do? You have to educate us a little bit.
He took all the toys away from the children like you're supposed to do.
Oh, that's you're supposed to. And
yes.
coal and stocking, too?
Yeah, the government is supposed to run the country. In my country, we don't have these problems. Government give you everything, cheese, toilet paper, all these things like this.
Yeah.
We don't need this stuff. This is the problem with America, the children and everything like this.
We should just allow just the government to take over every aspect of our lives, and everything would be just...
Hold on a second. This is Jim Bob back again. I wanted to apologize for my friend Pierre.
You got to work on that transition, buddy. Go ahead.
He had some of my Boone's Farm wine, and I don't think these French-Russian guys are quite used to our fine bouquet of alcoholic beverages.
Oh, man.
So, calm down, Pierre. Just calm down. I went to bunk with him. No. You just calm down.
I haven't had Boone's Farm wine since I was 19 years old.
Anyway, I'm going to get going now. I just wanted to wish y'all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And don't listen to anything that that Frenchie says. He's quite crazy.
Thanks, Jim Bob. Thank you, Pierre. And you're going to... Well, who needs... what's our other friend? Our other older friend? His name escaped me, Mike.
Yeah, the name just now escaped me. It's Wendell.
Wendell. Pierre and Jim Bob are going to give Wendell a run for his money as far as a number one asset for Freedom Ring.
Oh, man. I apologize to that, Ken. I had no idea.
That's quite all right. All right. Well, we have Mark. Hey, Mark.
Well, I'll tell you, that's making interesting stuff.
It sure is.
Hey, you know something? We might be going to that way as a third world country. We'll have talkers like that all the time on the radio.
We're well on our way, I think.
We are definitely there, and I'm going to say to Jeff, Merry Christmas, Jeff, and I'm glad he's going positive again. But the thing is that he's gonna find out that it is. Let's look positive, but we are definitely, things are not going to get better. I wish I could say it was, but the word depression is coming. It's simple as that. There's no way out of it. The last remaining thing was the car makers, really, that we made, and I don't think we even make that much of that here, really. Most of it's sent from China, and we just put it together over here.
But, well, I'm glad you pointed out the cars, because I actually meant to mention this as a stupid regulation of the week, and that would be Congress promoting the hybrids. Today, this morning, came out that Toyota, for the first time ever, lost money in the billions. Toyota lost money this year, and one of the biggest drags on them was the Prius. The Prius is their hybrid. It doesn't make any money. They lose money. They would have to price the Prius at over $40,000 in order to make a profit on it.
What we got now
is the Congress mandating to the big three that they start manufacturing in mass hybrids that will not make any money.
Well, you know what, Ken and Mike, this is where I look at it. Like, you don't buy a $30,000 car, and then what are you going to do with the one you got? Are you just going to take it down and donate it and lose the money and make payments on it still to go buy a hybrid? You see what I'm saying? They act like you buy a car every 5 minutes, like you buy a Beanie Baby or something.
Right.
You just don't. It's like a house. They said everybody's going to buy new houses. Let's get people buying homes again. What does that mean? Who's going to buy the homes?
Well, I just when that housing bubble was going on, I kept on shaking my head. I couldn't figure it out. I mean, I always thought it was a bubble, but you know, the more and more it lasted, I was thinking, well, what am I missing here? Are there that many more people, you know, in this country that need housing? You know,
there isn't.
And then, of course, it finally did hit, but it was absolutely amazing. And then you had the banks allowing mortgages with no money down and all the other nonsense that went on.
And you know what's funny about it? That they said that this is all going to be better next year. We haven't even seen anything yet. We haven't even begun to see anything yet.
It's just begun.
And you know, because you're in the trades, and I got friends in the trades. I tell Mike, and I've told you before, too, that they've been out of work for a year, and these guys have been in the trade for 20, 30 years, some 40 years. They're on a list with 1,000 guys now in front of them. There's no way out of this thing. You can't. Who are you going to sell them to? Nobody's got any money. Hi, I ain't got any money, but I want to buy a brand new $500,000 house. It's ridiculous. We should never have the country built on homes. That's what the GDP is, mostly homes. But one
never
more thing
should have been built on easy credit.
Which allowed the
housing bubble to happen.
You're right. And one more thing I want to say before I get out of here, Bojovic. They don't want to fry him, just like you said earlier, and I was talking to Mike earlier, because there's higher-up people all the way to the office of the President of the United States. They could go down if he gets fried. If he fries, he's going to fry other people with him, just like they wanted Ryan out. Why did they want Ryan out so bad, Blagojevich and them? Because he knows something. And if he doesn't get out, he's going to talk. This thing's going to turn into a crazy thing. These guys don't get off, they're going to talk, and a bunch of people are going to go down. Not one or two, it'd be probably 20 or 30 people high up.
Well, this could be quite fun. I mean, we're going to need some kind of free entertainment.
That's right, for the hard winner.
We can't afford to go to the sports events anymore, you know. Nobody's got any money.
That's right.
And it's a tough economic times, but at least we can, have broad grins while watching these political scandals.
Godspeed to you guys. Merry Christmas to you, Godspeed. I'm going to say all the things they probably no one wants to hear. But thanks, you guys, as always. Mike,
thanks, Mark. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. We have Mike.
All right, Mike, you're up next.
Hey, Ken, how you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I was going to have my buddy Ivanov coming on here and start talking all that communist Russian stuff, but being the good Marine I am, I just went ahead and shot him and got him out of the way. Well, I get to deal with me. Anyways, you know, we're talking about this bailout and stuff, and, you know, it was a house of cards, and we all knew it. For, you know, the last 10 years, you know, we had the high-tech bubble, then we had the stock market bubble, we got the housing bubble, and that's because, you know, they all know this currency called the fake Federal Reserve note is dying, and they're trying to prop it up any way they can to keep the illusions, like the Panzi scheme. You know, they got to keep shoveling it from one side to the other, hoping somebody's going to believe this circus that they're promoting, that this thing is actually worth something. And the problem is the world is starting to realize that, you know, the American dollar is basically just paper with ink on it, and that's about all it is, and they can make their own out of their own printing presses, and they don't need ours because they're backed by nothing. And the people around the world are tightening up. You know, when the Japanese used to come here and buy stuff and other, you know, nations used to come here and invest their money because they thought it was a safe place to put their money in case, you know, domestic problems at home or, you know, turmoil, they could always count on the United States. But now that the house of cards is coming apart, all these people overseas are going, well, wait a minute. I may not get my money back if I invest it there. So they're sitting on their money, you know, waiting to see what happens. And in the meantime, you know, the banks that get the bailout money from the government, they go and pay off all their friends and pay off all their debts, and they don't make credit available to anybody to, you know, continue floating this Ponzi scheme. And that's where we're at now.
No question about it. I couldn't say it better. You're absolutely right, Mike. And it's going to be really, really difficult, though. It's going to be tough.
Well, you know,
something we have to go through.
One of the things I wanted to point out, you know, I know somebody that got one of these houses, no money down, single mom, three kids, you know, working at Walmart.
Jeez.
House payment, $1,700 a month. Now, I've been in my job for 18 years. I'm at the top of the pay scale. I wouldn't buy a house at $1,700 a month.
Yeah.
There ain't no way. You know, but she got the loan, and guess what? We got the good word here a few weeks ago that she's probably going to have to lose her house because, you know, the arm adjusted, and with the increase in all the cost of gas and utilities and all this other stuff, you know, they were barely getting by.
Sure, and the equity probably dropped 20% at least.
Oh, yeah, she's upside down in the house. She can't sell it to get out from under it. So, you know, been trying to talk to the bank and all this kind of stuff, but, you know, the banks ain't real interested on renegotiating something, you know, to give themselves a worse deal than they already have.
Oh, speaking of banks, Mike, I meant to mention this earlier, too. The Associated Press is reporting that banks that got taxpayer bailouts have awarded their top executives nearly $1.6 billion in salaries, bonuses, and other benefits in the calendar year of 2007.
Ken, don't you understand? They're struggling CEOs. I mean, how hard is it to get by at the golf club when you only have one Learjet?
It's rough.
I mean, you know how embarrassing that must be to be at the golf club and tell the other CEOs that you've cut back and only have one Learjet?
This morning. My Jaguar wouldn't start.
But anyway,
I'll
let you get on to the next caller, and we can come back next week or whatever and talk about the Bears' loss tonight.
Uh-oh.
Oh, ye of little hope, but a lot much logic.
All right, guys, enjoy the program. We'll talk to you later, Ken.
All right, take care, Mike. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy, or scandal is welcome. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected
George W. Bush
as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
We are back with Freedom Rings. John, I'm a little bit of Miles for listening pleasure. I could see that Mike cut me off my little blues riff there. I only got one line off, and he wanted to cut that off real quick.
Working on that radio voice, are you?
My FM jazz voice.
My FM jazz voice.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about changing your jobs around here, are you?
Oh, well, who knows? You know, times are tough.
We'll follow the money trail.
We'll just go a little Miles and a little Cole and, you know, that sort of thing. Maybe Herbie Hancock every once in a while. This is for the young folk.
Right.
All right. Enough of that nonsense. Okay. So, yeah, I have to do a little tap dancing here. Nobody's on the line right now. I do have one more issue.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing to point out. Have you noticed that we had the Congress arguing, at least for an hour or two, about the bailout before they voted, and the bailout got voted down. So what happens? The Bush administration turns around and bails out the auto industry anyway, which raises the question in my mind, is it what we have in this country just play democracy? It's like, just for the benefit of propaganda, we'll pass these laws to make it sound like it's, you know, the people passing these laws.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, if the people aren't going to pass the laws, we'll just implement the policy anyway. Seems to me it's play democracy with real dictatorship backing it up. I mean, unless there's something I don't see. The one thing I do, I have to say, I wouldn't be in agreement with, though, is that if there is going to be a bailout, it sounds like the Bush administration is doing the right thing. And my understanding is they are insisting that the United Auto Workers go down to a parity pay scale of foreign competition in order for the companies to get this money. That might actually help companies survive, maybe. I don't know. We will see. But I can't believe UAW is going to even go along with it. I'm not sure what the status is on this right now, but we're talking. I think we're talking like a just almost 100%, like 85-90% pay decrease, if that were true. Hmm. I think it's maybe a little less than that, but it's $45 an hour for Toyota versus around $75 for the big three.
Hmm.
Well, that's a huge decrease in pay.
But it has to be done, as far as I know. I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah. Wouldn't you think, if actually the auto workers did agree to that there would be some private financing available for just to get the big three out of this mess right in the short run? I mean, that would go a long ways for them, I would think, to be economically viable.
Mm-hmm.
If they did that, and it seems to me the market would supply that credit needed. Of course, if they have the credit to begin with, the government has crowded out all the credit just with all the deficit spending, especially for the war, which we've forgotten about. We had more people dying over the weekend, more Americans dying in both Afghanistan and and Iraq, and the war continues. And my understanding is Obama wants to he's going to increase the war in Afghanistan. And I don't think any foreign invaders ever succeeded. Excuse me. In Afghanistan, it's an unbelievably tough geographic region to control.
Sure. Especially with the type of war that we've been engaging with, it's not your typical war, carpet bombing, live and let die kind of war. It's kind of don't hurt the innocent, only attack the enemies. It's tough. It's really tough to pick off one person in a group of 100, you know?
Right. And if you did do that, you'd just make so many enemies that you would lose anyway.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
I mean, in the long run, you'd lose anyway. So it's a tough situation for a very interesting and I think profound analysis of all this. I would check out anti-war. Excuse me, I feel like a tickle coming in my throat. I could just erupt in a convulsive cough any second, folks. So pardon me if this happens. Excuse me. But antiwar.com, Justin Raimondo's article in antiwar.com has just a brilliant piece on American Empire and how, the American Empire has failed. They keep on playing the game as if they can make a difference. But it can't happen. And my voice can't happen much anymore. Maybe, Mike, this is a good time. Excuse me. Good time to for our last break. I'm going to get a glass of water, and we will be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
We are back with Freedom Rings, and my voice is back, at least for now.
Good to hear.
So, let's go, but not to take any chances, let's go right to the phones, and I believe we have Therese. Hi, Therese.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
You too.
Regarding global warming, I don't know if you know that Armin Hammer, who was a communist, supported the Gores, his father and his grandfather, and the Green Movement is just another movement to take over more total control. And then regarding wars, I don't know if you remember, but before we went into Afghanistan, the poppy crop was dead. They didn't have it. They stopped growing poppies whereby they didn't have to export the heroin. So when we got there, after we went into Afghanistan the following spring or the following crop, the best poppy crop was produced. And I believe that that's why they went in there, because they wanted the drug trade in, you know, all over the world. And the Bushes and the Clintons are involved in this. And there's an excellent book by William Engdahl called Centuries of War, where he discusses the fact that all these wars have been manufactured. And I definitely believe that, because we don't need war. We're supposed to know better now. And the sad thing
about, it should be, war should be absolutely obsolete.
Sure it should.
I know.
But the sad thing is our wonderful, beautiful young men that are being killed and wounded, and the families, the suffering that the families have to go through.
It's a tragedy, because what the establishment does is they use the natural level of testosterone, and, you know, young men have this, they need some kind of outlet for a natural aggressiveness, I think, at that age. And it plays on that. It brings them to war, and then, of course, there's a lot of disillusionment.
It does, and they think they're fighting for freedom. It has nothing to do with freedom.
Right, exactly.
Anyway, it's very, very disgusting. These people are evil and diabolical and very sinister, and they are of the devil. They just don't care, because their children don't go to war. They start the wars, but their children are
very, very few. Very few. I guess Biden's son just going now, or has gone? I mean, but you're right, very few.
But is he on the front lines?
Probably not on the front lines.
Remember when one of Diana's sons, he went there and he wanted to be on the front lines, but they wouldn't let him because
they
he
wouldn't
was
let him.
Prince.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, and God bless you for what you're doing, and have a very Merry Christmas, and I thank you again, and Mike again, and and are you going to be hard-pressed for support for your show or what?
Well, it's a month-to-month thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've scrounged up enough for to be able to get on, be on the air for next January. It's what I need to do. It's not, you know, it's part of it's my fault. I got so many things going on in my life that I haven't, you know, I've had this fully informed jury ad on for, 10 years, and I've never sent a letter out. To the feature people, so mea culpa. I need to do some of these things. I need to get some support, like from the feature people, for the ad. If I got a couple of those, if I got a couple more ads, we could turn this thing around.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's going to take. Two more ads, and I could start paying back what that I owe. But as of now, it's a month-to-month deal, and yeah, we will be on in January.
Okay. Well, maybe all of us can help you with just at least a little bit. None of us have a lot of money, but even just $5 from a lot of people.
Well, everything would help.
Would help. All right, Ken. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bruce.
You're welcome. Bye.
Ken, I haven't had a time to email you, but we have Chris on the line as well.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Kenneth. How you doing?
Good.
You know, I missed a couple minutes of the show, but I heard Mike on. Did he make the standard correction about the Fox Valley Freedom Coalition meeting?
No, we failed to do that today. Thank you. Fox Valley Freedom Coalition meeting is second Saturday of the month, 5 p.m., and it's not at Empty Barrels. It's in Algonquin, the Main Street Cafe in Algonquin.
Main Street Cafe. It's on Route 31, just about a block south of Route 62. And that's one thing we're doing is hopefully we'll be able to raise a little bit of cash to help keep your show on the air.
That would be a good thing.
Next meeting will be Saturday, January 10th, and you know, we've had pretty steady attendance at the last few. I hope we can get some additional people. Just one thing I wanted to mention: I've got a solution for the Cubs next season. I think
there is no solution for the Cubs unless it's
a
92% solution.
Ken, hear me out. What they need to do is go over to Baghdad and see if that Iraqi journalist with the shoe has an agent. I mean, did you see how Bush was ducking?
Oh, the guy was, yeah, he was going right for the head. He had a good aim. He was to practice that.
Yeah, he's playing him a little chin music. I mean, he knew all the moves. It was then the second one was a great curve. And the guy, to me, that shows what a wimp Khrushchev was. I mean, Khrushchev pulls his shoe up and pounds it on the table. Big deal. He didn't throw it at anybody. So anyway, that's useful stuff.
That might help him. I think Soriano's going to have to back cleanup around there. I think that's the main thing. They need a real leadoff man, and Soriano is not the answer at leadoff. Just one man's opinion.
That was the only thing of any substance I have for today, so I'll get off and let somebody that might have something more useful to say get on.
Chris, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Janice. Bye.
Yeah, well, I guess we're open right now, 847-931-1410. If you want to get on, here is the chance, here's the time. This is when I usually expect Pete to call.
Uh-huh.
Pete always calls like 2 minutes before the show, and he has great stuff to say, and it's like we never have enough time to really go over what he's saying. So, Pete, here's your shot.
Here's your shot to once again.
Once again, call Earl. It's probably a minute early for him to call yet. So, okay, well, let's see what we've covered today. We've covered the phony democracy of the Brett bailout. We've covered the fact that bank execs were rewarded $1.6 million in salary bonuses and other benefits in the calendar year 2007. Pay raise. Oh, didn't talk about the pay raise. Congress, they're doing such a good job. They're going to get a 2.8% pay raise. They're now going to be making $174,000 a year.
Wonderful.
I'm sure we all understand that they're worth that. While people are struggling to make $30,000, $40,000 a year many, many times, and that's what we got for Congress, and they can't just balance a simple budget. Pretty sad. We're down to it already?
Yeah, that's it.
Station of the week. Well, I had a special one. I don't know if we have time for it. But, you caught me to the quick. I can't find it. I was going to sing up God Rest You, Mary. God Rest You. Okay.
Well, don't let us stop you, Ken. Go ahead and sing.
Wake up, old Robokoyevich, the feds just rang your bell. Just step outside and take a ride, no time for extra gel. They heard the tape, there's no mistake, this death's halfway to hell. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, save Illinois. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.
This is the home of the most